My dear friends, as I was reading the last part of the gospel, I felt it's easier to count my hair because there's not much. Well, jokes apart, when we come to today's gospel, we find Jesus speaking about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Now, hypocrisy is a Greek word. It's a combination of two Greek words, actually. One is hupo and the other is kyrion, which means to be under or to be separated or judged. In the Greek theaters, we had people who were actors. They used to hold the masks in front of them. It was not to show what they really were from the inside, but to show what their character was from the outside. Now, this is what we sometimes do in life. We become these Greek actors holding a mask in front of us, saying to the world that this is me, but when truly God knows what we are from the inside. That's why Jesus tells us to beware of hypocrisy. Now, the hypocrisy, the word that he uses, is compared to the yeast. Now, the yeast has two main characters in it. One, a small amount of yeast has got a great influence. In order to leaven an unleavened bread or the dough, we put just a little amount of yeast. A small amount of impurity in our lives can cause a big effect in the world outside. The second is that the yeast, it starts slowly, but it grows rapidly. This happens in our daily life as well. Sometimes the small things that we have, the small sins that we have, are started slowly. We may find it's okay. We may find, okay, I'm not going to do it again. But then eventually, in the end, we end up repeating these sins again and again. And at one point, it becomes, you know, so much close to our character that it becomes part of our life. We need to peel off the skin that we have to show the real inner self of each and every individual human being. Let us think for a moment, dear friends. Am I a person who tries to portray to someone what I'm not in order to get their attention, in order to be a part of that group? Am I trying to make myself what I'm not in order to do that?